You're listening to New Age Hipster Radio, home of spiritual rambles and high-vibe convos. Always dogma-free and a totally cool place to be. You can head to newagehipster.co for more spiritual awesome sauce, but for now, here's your host, Bix.
Hey, gorgeous soul, and welcome to another episode of the New Age Hipster Radio podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Maxwell. I am an author of spiritual books, oracle decks, young adult fiction. I'm a Kundalini yoga teacher, a spiritual development teacher. I am a soul reader. I am a modern mystic. I'm a blogger. I'm a podcaster. I'm so many things. I just wanted to introduce myself a little bit because I always forget to do that. And sometimes I feel like I'm hosting this podcast and no one knows who I am. So if you would like to find out more about me, you can head to my website, newagehipster.co. All the show notes are in, all of the links are in the show notes below. So let's get on with the episode. In this one, I want to share with you three things that all witches or magical people need to have. So this may potentially be a little bit of a beginner kind of episode. If you're brand new to the magical path, then this one is definitely for you. If you've been on the path for a while, hang around, see what I have to say, agree, disagree, let me know what you think. I'm calling this three things that every witch needs to have, but this is for anybody who's on a magical path. So whether you are identifying as a witch, a magician, a light worker, a mystic, a starseed, a spiritual seeker, or any one of a number of labels, spiritual terms that we like to use for ourselves, maybe you don't like to use any of those labels and you're just here, then that's all good too. Okay, so let's begin with the very first thing that you need to have if you are a witch, or you want to be a witch, or you're becoming a witch, or whatever your situation may be. And the first thing that you really need on this path is an understanding of how to work with your own energy. So this includes energy clearing, grounding your energy, and protecting your energy. And it can include so many other things as well, like once you kind of start thinking about working with the chakras, working with the energy bodies, you know, all of that stuff. But a really basic kind of foundation is everything, and you can really go from there. So this is really, really important, and it's something that so many people, myself included, when I began my journey, don't want to do. I have no interest in, like, it's kind of seen as a little bit boring, right? And I thought that for a very long time. When I started my journey, I was really interested in all of the good stuff. So I was very interested in, how do I open my third eye? How do I start to see, like, mystical, magical things in the world? I really wanted to connect with my spirit guides and have this beautiful connection with the divine, spirit, all of this stuff that I knew was there and I really felt like it was there, but I wasn't really able to connect with it in any kind of powerful way or any kind of way that really made me feel like I had that connection. You know, it's like, I know that's out there, I know that's there, but I don't know how to have a relationship with that. So for a very long time, I focused quite heavily on these meditations and these practices to open up, to open my third eye, to connect with spirit guides. And I was getting really, really frustrated because nothing was really happening. And I was also really interested in divination, in the tarot, and I felt like that was a really amazing communication tool that I could use to connect with my guides, my angels, you know, all of the amazing beings that I felt were there. But I just really struggled. You know, I had moments, I had really beautiful moments where I was like, oh, I think this is it, or I think I'm getting it, or oh, was that it? But it was a struggle. And I really kind of got to this point where I felt like there were two types of people. There were people who could do that. There were people who could connect with their guides, and there were people like me who couldn't connect with their guides. So I was just going to have to pay someone for a reading, you know, if I wanted to have that connection and I wanted to have that relationship. So I thought that for a really long time. And what kind of led me to really work with my energy and start learning how to do that was working in an environment that was challenging and really noticing just how much I was taking on of what I didn't realize at the time, but only realized later, was everybody else's stuff and how much I was getting influenced and programmed and affected by the energy of the group, the collective, the other people that I was spending a lot of time with. So once I kind of started to notice that something was up with myself, it was more just a feeling of like, I don't feel good. Like energetically, I feel bad. I started to research it. I was, you know, I was into spiritual stuff anyway, so I had a kind of understanding, a little bit of an understanding of this stuff. And I came across the term empath, and I'd probably come across that term many, many times before. But in this situation, I came across it and it really felt like ding, 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 you know, like this is what I am. I'm picking up everybody else's stuff. And the reason that I knew that was because I felt differently in different environments. So when I was at work, I would feel one way. And then when I came home and, or not even when I came home, even sometimes when I just got in the car at the end of the day, I felt like a completely different person. Like I felt like, oh, okay. And you know, at the time I just thought, oh, well, work's stressful, you know, work's stressful and I'm getting stressed out at work and I'm just obviously going to feel better at the end of the work day, right? But you know, I was even noticing on the drive into work, I was feeling pretty good. You know, I was feeling like excited about the day and wasn't just like dreading it constantly. But then I'd get into work and I'd start to have all these other kinds of emotions, feelings. So that was what kind of tuned me into this idea that maybe I was an empath. So anyway, we could talk about what empath means, and a lot of people have different ideas about that. A lot of people have thoughts on, well, is empath even really a good term to use? That could be a whole different podcast episode. At the time, it felt like a very empowering term for me because it helped me to understand what was happening to me. So I then started to look into energy protection, basic energy protection techniques, and I started to use those when I was at work. And they started to work. I felt better. I felt like I wasn't taking on everything from everybody around me. And instead of kind of being in this energy of, oh, everybody's making me feel like this, I started to really take responsibility for my energy. And this is the thing that we need to do as magical people, as witches, as magic makers in the world. We need to take responsibility for our own energy. And that doesn't mean that everything that is sent to us or everything that somebody else says or does or energetically throws towards us is our responsibility, but there's certainly a lot that is. And when you start to take responsibility for your own energy, that is really kind of the beginning of doing the work on yourself. Because it became really clear to me the things that were mine and the things that were someone else's. And when you're walking around as an empath and you're saying, oh, I just, you know, pick up on everything and everything's kind of too much and everybody's energy and whatever, it's almost like gives you this beautiful excuse to not have to do the work on yourself, because you're just in this place of like, oh, well, none of it's mine. And so I don't have to, all I have to do is, you know, protect my energy and that's it. But you start to protect your energy and then you start to realize, okay, so these things aren't mine, but these things over here are mine. So these are the things I need to work on. And those are the things that I need to let go and just accept are nothing to do with me. So that was really interesting for me to kind of start that journey, start that process. And then, of course, once I started to work with protecting my energy, I also started to work with clearing my energy, clearing myself when I did feel like I picked something up, grounding my energy into the earth. Grounding is just this beautiful way of making sure that you're really centered and that you really can be in your power, essentially. And you know, all of these things could be entire episodes on their own. And I do actually have, if you're interested in learning more about these, I wrote a lot about this in my book, Witch Please, but there's also loads of courses and downloads over on my website as well that can kind of go into more detail, because I'm really just touching on the very surface of it here today. So once I started to kind of work with these different elements, the really amazing thing that happened was, guess what? I could hear my guides and my angels. I started to be able to hear them. I started to be able to hear the guidance. I started to open my third eye and to really connect with my intuition and my inner vision. And all of this just happened. So I wasn't doing the energy protection stuff and then doing all of the meditations to open my third eye. I was just really focused on working with my own energy, protecting my own energy, clearing my own energy, grounding my own energy, and looking at what that meant. And, you know, like I said, working on the things that were coming up and noticing the things that were coming up for me. And in that process, I just started to be able to hear. So I didn't have to try to hear the voice of my guides or my angels. I didn't have to try to hear my intuition. It all just kind of started to become more clear. And this is why I bang on about energy protection and energy work so much, because for me and a lot of other people I know, and many of my students that I've worked with over the years in spiritual development, this is the key to hearing your intuition. This is the key to receiving those messages, those downloads from your guides, from spirit, from source, whatever you want to call it. And it's very, very difficult if you don't have a good understanding of how to work with your own energy to be able to tell when you're getting these messages or this guidance is kind of coming through. It's really hard to know that it's guidance. It's really hard to be able to tell the difference between, is this a message from my guides or is this just a whole bunch of stuff that I've picked up at work? It's like, how do you sift through it? You know, when you're picking up on so much stuff and you're so tuned into everybody else's energy, it's almost impossible to know where your stuff starts and somebody else's stuff begins. So on the magical path, this is absolutely essential. And, you know, we can talk a lot about manifesting. We can talk about doing spells. We can talk about living your best and highest life, all of these things that so many of us get on the path because we want to experience them. We all want to feel like we're living our best and highest life or our highest destiny or whatever you want to call it. But it's really, you know, again, it's really hard. And I spoke about this in my new book on manifesting that's just come out, Manifest Your Dreams. When you're so tapped into everybody else's energy and you're not doing the energy protection work for yourself, you can end up wasting a lot of time and energy manifesting things and trying to create this life for yourself that actually isn't what you want. It's what somebody else wants. It's what the collective is telling you that you should want. So, you know, this is like essential stuff. And for me at the beginning of my journey, when I was like, oh, that's really boring, I can feel a little bit like, okay, I'm going to do the visualizations, and I'm not going to go into it too much here of like all the different ways that you can work with your energy, because they are just, you know, infinite. There's so many ways that you can do it. But, you know, one of the things that people often start with is just like a visualization of a shield of light around you, which is just this creation of this boundary between you and everybody else's stuff, right? And you start to do that. and you think, oh, it's going to be really boring. It takes, you know, the first few times you do it, it might take a while, but in my daily practice, it takes like a split second and it's done. You know, once you've done it a few times, it's like, okay, it's just there, it's just happening. But it's, you know, it can seem like it's boring, but it could actually change your whole life. And it changed my life. Working with my energy, learning how to protect my energy did change my whole life. Because I went from working in an environment that was very, very challenging and did not feel like it was in alignment with my soul, to being able to start my business part-time. And then once I started my business part-time, New Age Hipster, I managed to go full-time. And all of this happened within like about a year of starting to work with my energy. So a lot of amazing, 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 amazing things happened. Amazing, amazing. Very, very amazing things happened in my life once I started to work with energy protection especially, and then clearing and grounding as well. So, you know, don't just be like, oh, that's a bit boring, I just want to get to the good stuff. This is the good stuff. Okay, I talked so long about that. All right, so number two, the second thing that all witches and magic makers need to have is books. You need to have books. So this is, yes, a little opportunity for me to promo my books, Witch Please, Empowerment and Enlightenment for the Modern Mystic. This is the first spiritual book that I wrote, and it's actually been really successful, which is really, really cool. Loads of people have enjoyed reading it. It's still, I had a look a little while ago, and it was like number three in gifted witchy books on Amazon, which was amazing. In this book, you will find all of the stuff I've just been talking about. You will find practices, strategies, tips for how to work with your energy, how to cast spells, everything that you need to, everything you need on your witchy journey, especially if you're a beginner, if you're brand new to the path, then this book has been written in a way that is hopefully very easy to digest. Not all witchy books are, as I'm sure you know. But my book is just one of the many, many, many books. I also, as I mentioned, I have a book on manifesting, Manifest Your Dreams. I have another book coming out on oracle card reading. But there are so many books out there, and the reason that I'm telling you that you need books isn't just to promote my books. It's because we live in this really strange, strange time on planet Earth, in which we are constantly bombarded with social media. People are on socials, people are on TikToks, we have blog posts, we have YouTube, we have podcasts, we have access into all this amazing information. But the thing about the information that is online, especially TikTok and social media, is a lot of the people who are sharing this information are just kind of regurgitating it. And this actually happens a lot with blog posts as well. And if you go back and you have a look at my blog post, my podcast episode about the Lionsgate, I talk about this a little bit in there, because what I was finding when I was trying to research the Lionsgate and find out more about it, I was just reading blog post after blog post after blog post that was just regurgitating the same information. And nobody was talking about what is the astrological alignment, please, and how is it actually lining up. No one was talking about that. Everyone was just saying the same things. Oh, it's the alignment of the sun in Sirius and Orion. It's like, okay, but can you tell me a little bit more about that alignment? And it took me pages and pages and pages and pages before I started to find the good stuff, before I started to find the information that I really was looking for. And even then, it was challenging to find that information. So this is what we have. We have this world right now where information is so easily accessible. But the information that we have is not necessarily very deep, not necessarily very good. So it's there, but you know, what, like, who are these people? You could ask this question about me. You know, who am I to have a podcast and to share my views on all of this stuff? Well, go to my website, have a read of my bio, and see, you know, find out for yourself, like, who is this person? Does she know what she's talking about? And what I don't think that we do enough in the world at the moment is check our sources. We don't check our sources. We see something on YouTube, we see something on TikTok, we see something on Instagram, and we go, oh, okay, that must be it then. You know, that must be the truth. And there's this amazing story about somebody on TikTok who, I've only heard this story like secondhand, so, you know, again, this may not be completely accurate, but it's a good example of the kind of thing that's happening right now. Somebody shared a TikTok about using carnelian for love. And traditionally, carnelian as a crystal, as a stone, is not really the first one that you go to for love. Carnelian could be good for relationships, definitely sacral chakra, which I guess has a connection to love. But usually for love, you'd go for like a rose quartz or a malachite or something that's a little bit more heart-centered. That's not to say that carnelian is the wrong stone to use, but anyway, somebody shared a post about using carnelian. It went absolutely viral, and it resulted in a carnelian shortage across the world. Like, crystal sellers were selling out of carnelian, and that just blew my mind. That someone posted on Instagram and said, on TikTok, sorry, and said, use this crystal. It went viral. And then there was a shortage of carnelian across the world in crystal stores. To me, that's just wild. And it just goes to show how many people saw a TikTok video and just went, okay, I'll get that crystal. If you read a book on crystals, you'll find out that, you know, there's so many other crystals you can use, and there are so many different ways to use crystals, and you'll find out that actually you don't even need a crystal, or that, you know, you can use clear quartz for everything, you can use a pebble from your garden, you know, all of this stuff that occasionally, you know, maybe someone will share a TikTok video on that as well. But we're getting these like 12 second videos of like, okay, do this spell, you know, in 12 seconds. And while I think there are so many pros to this world that we live in, where this information is so accessible, and we can talk about this stuff without fear for our lives, right? Because in some parts of the world, I wouldn't be able to be making this video and this podcast about all of this stuff, about being a witch. And I certainly wouldn't have been able to do it in this part of the world a few years ago. So hallelujah, you know, what an amazing time to be alive. But at the same time, we have this new problem where the information is just getting regurgitated, and people, you know, I've seen so many people online, they get their first tarot deck and they're doing readings for people like a month later. It's like, wow, okay, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's not going to be a good reading, but really you want people to read for you who maybe have like studied for a little bit longer than a month, you know, in an ideal situation. And again, as I'm saying this, I'm like, well, you know, there could be people who pick up a deck and actually they're really great at it. So, you know, that could be the perfect situation for you. But why do you want to read books? Because you want to go deep. You want to go deep into this information. You want to study, and you want to really understand these concepts and understand what is, you know, what it, does it mean to be a witch? And so by reading books instead of just, or as well as looking at what's happening on TikTok, you just get so much more wisdom, so much more depth, understanding, grounding into these practices and into this path that you just cannot get from a 12-second video. So number three, is discernment. This is the third thing that every witch and magic maker needs. We need to have discernment. And this really follows on from everything that I've just been saying. Because even when you're reading books, you still need to have discernment. And one thing that I always do when I read books is I kind of like to think about it as, you know, I'm reading this book with like my third eye open. So I'm not just blindly accepting anything that I read in a book. I'm not blindly accepting anything that I see on TikTok, but I'm looking at everything with my third eye open. And that means that if you read something in a book and you think, oh, wow, like that sounds really cool, I'm going to give that a go, then you know, then you take that and you give that a go and you work with that practice and you see if it works for you. That also means that as you're reading books or watching TikTok or whatever you're doing, and you see something that you're kind of like, oh, I'm not really sure about that, then you put that to the side and you think, okay, maybe that's not for me at this time. It's also important to remember that you're never going to resonate with somebody 100% of the time. And this is something that happens a lot these days too, where, you know, if someone reads your book or they listen to your podcast and there's something that you said that they're like, oh, I didn't agree with Vix when she said that one thing. Sometimes that can like send people off into a whole space of like, well, I didn't agree with that one thing that that person said, so now I am never going to even like consider that person's work again. And sometimes you may need to do that, especially if the things that they're saying feel problematic to you, or if they bring up any trauma for you, or they just make you feel uncomfortable, then definitely, you know, that may not be the person for you. But it's really important to remember that we're never going to resonate with somebody else or somebody else's teachings or thoughts 100%. And I have spiritual teachers, I have people that I learn from who I do not agree with 100% of the time. And that's okay. You don't have to agree with anybody 100% of the time. But that doesn't mean there's not value there. That doesn't mean that, you know, throw it away because you disagree on a couple of things. That's why your own discernment, having your own discernment, is so, so important. And I actually spoke with Rebecca Campbell about this recently on the podcast episode where she came on and had a chat with us, which you can go back and listen to. And we were talking about discernment, and she was saying that it can be very difficult to be discerning. It can be very difficult to take what resonates and leave the rest when you don't really know what resonates with you. And that is why step one is so, so essential. Working with your own energy is everything, because that will give you discernment and that will help you to open your third eye to the point where you can sit down and read a book or scroll Instagram and you can know for yourself what feels true, what doesn't feel true, what feels worth taking on board, what feels like it should just be scrolled past. And the same thing when you're reading books, you may read a book and be really into it, and then you may read a section and just think, I don't really agree with that. And at that point, of course, you have the choice. You can put the book away or you can continue reading and see if there's anything else in there for you. But these three things are so, so essential on the path, and I feel like they're things that are missing for so many people at the moment. And I know they were missing for me at the beginning too. Like, I was trying really hard to read the tarot, to speak with my guides, to have discernment, to have this connection, to call in my spiritual teachers. But I was so open to everything and anything that I couldn't really find my own way. And as a magical person, as a witch or a magician, lightworker, whatever you want to call yourself, this path is all about finding your own way. It's all about finding out who you are as a magical person. It's about accessing your inner wisdom, your inner power, your inner magic, and being able to use that to be of service and support the world in some way. And the only way that we can really do that is by knowing ourselves, by knowing what's ours and what's somebody else's, by knowing what we believe to be true, by knowing our own path, even if it's just that we know the next step on our own path. Maybe we can't see the whole path. And my path has changed so much over the years. And, you know, I started out as a teenage witch in the 90s, watching The Craft and reading beginner's guides to Wicca and witchcraft. And that was like the beginning for me. And then I went on this really like beautiful journey where I have explored so many different paths. And even now I feel like I'm being called in a completely different direction. Not that different. It's still very witchy and magical direction, but I'm learning new things and I'm finding new teachers and I'm going down new rabbit holes of ancient wisdom, and it's just absolutely incredible. But in order to really kind of find your next step and figure out what your path is, you have to be really able to see that your path is very unique and your path is going to be the path that's right for you, not the same path that everybody else has walked down or that somebody else has walked down. I always feel like my work and my job is not to teach you everything that I have learned and to say, this is the way for me, so it must be the way for you. I am very much a believer that we just have to find the way that works for us and we have to find our own path. And of course, in doing that, it also means that we need to be respectful of other people's paths and know that not everybody's going in the same direction we're going in, and that's absolutely okay. So in order for you to walk your own magical path, you need to work with your own energy. You need to know what your energy feels like. You need to be able to say, this is my stuff, that's Vix's stuff, I agree with some things she says, I'm not sure about those other things, I'm taking this, I'm leaving the rest. And that's all good. I absolutely love that people would come to my spaces, my classes, even readings. I always say to people, you know, I always invite people at the beginning of a reading, we do a really short ritual to kind of set the intention and set the space. But within that space, I always say, please take what you feel is for you and let the rest go. You know, not everything necessarily has to be a message from the divine. Some things might be lost in translation. Some things may not be for you in this moment. And that's all okay. I think we get into really dangerous territory when, as spiritual teachers or readers or healers or whatever it is that we do, authors, that we think that our way is the right way. We're really just here sharing a perspective that will maybe help you find your own perspective. So that's it. That's it from me. Just three things to have a think about as you journey on this magical path. I hope that your path continues to be absolutely magical and that you have a wonderful, wonderful time exploring it for yourself and finding yourself and finding what it really is for you, what this path is for you. If you would like to work with me or connect with me, there's a few things that I have on offer at the moment. You can get a reading. I'm doing readings at the moment, which is really exciting because I had a big pause on those. I am actually going to be taking a break again from readings, probably in November, December, January. I think I'm gonna take a bit of time off from readings. So if you would like to get a reading, now's probably a good time to book in. I'm also going to be hosting an Equinox party. We're going to connect again at the Equinox to gather and to do some, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do. We're going to clear some stuff. I know that. I'm still waiting for the rest of that to kind of drop in, but we'll be doing that soon. And I would just like to share with you as well that if you would like to learn more about anything that I've talked about in this episode today, or you just want to see what I'm up to, newagehipster.co. There's a whole bunch of blog posts on there. There's a whole bunch of offerings in the shop, previous courses and classes that I've done. Go over there, have a little bit of a look around, see if anything floats your lotus, as I like to say. Check out my books, Witch Please is the ultimate like baby witch, beginner witch guide. But there's also stuff in here for people who've been on the path for a while and you just kind of want to get back on the path. Or, you know, one thing that I find a lot as well is that people have kind of missing pieces. So some people, and this happens, as I haven't spoken about this in this episode, but I'll touch on it really briefly now. Sometimes people are very open. Their third eye is open, their crown is open, and they're getting all of this guidance, but they find it very, very overwhelming and they don't know what to do with it because it just feels like everywhere they look is divine guidance. And, you know, if that's your situation, or you may be seeing things that you don't want to see as well. I know that happens for a lot of people too. You have the kind of opposite experience to what I have. The answer to that is also energy protection. So whether you are not seeing and you're not hearing and you would like to be, or whether you're seeing and you're hearing too much, the answer to that is energy protection and clearing and grounding. So yeah, check out my books, check out my courses, and check out the next episode of the podcast. And I am just sending you lots and lots of love.
You've been listening to New Age Hipster Radio. For more good vibes and spiritual goodness, head to newagehipster.co. Thanks for listening and peace out.